Induis me. Your fear make you stink. Yeah. Yeah.
Now and forever.
You're right. Small price. What you want? I wait long time for this. Yeah. Yeah.
Petros and Money on EM570 LA Sports. We got all the games on the station because today we got more play-by-play. We are not sandwiched by the Dodgers and Clippers, but we do have Clippers basketball tonight. Look to keep that five-game win streak rolling with the Portland Trail Blazers in town. Tip-off at 7:30 at Adam Osland at 6:30.
We're running all the games today on the station.
It's raining out here, so it's a perfect day for the Dodgers to have an off day.
Yeah, no Dodger game tonight, but Dodger game tomorrow night right here on AM570.
Running all the games on the station.
7 o'clock, White Sox. We're running all the games. You could get UCLA in the Pac-12 tournament on Wednesday on AM 1150.
Is that UCLA Stanford?
That is.
Two schools in the news today, UCLA and Stanford.
Soccer and sailing. Sailing, take me away.
Hey. That Newport Yacht Club, they got a hell of a youth sailing program, okay? I bet they spit out a lot of college-level sailing athletes, no question about it from there.
A lot big regatta. Jake Ullman's, big regatta guy down there. Hey, where's your kid going to school? Wyoming, you're out of the club. No!
Beat it.
No!
Sweetheart, we have to move to Irvine. She only got into ASU. I'm sorry.
Cyprus.
Can we at least send her to Santa Monica College? They probably don't know.
Hit me with a J in the Americans, because we have a remote to promote. Matt, we've had it earlier. We'll have it again. March 19th, Matt. Torrance loses out again. Play me the J in the Americans.
They were a finalist, though.
They really were.
They were a finalist.
So close to being close to
the
They were
in the lead at one point.
I'm Captain Obvious.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. We are headed March 19th. To broadcast live from the El Torito in the city of Orange, Matt. Right in the outlets in Orange. We're no stranger.
3520, the city way, right off that 22 freeway. We will be there from 3 until 6:30 p.m. El Torito, Orange is where we will be broadcasting. Petros and Money back on the road. Live appearance, El Torito, Orange. The outlets at Orange. Right off the 22 at City Drive.
Just like my pants.
One with just like your Campbell College Fighting Camels sweats that you could wear there if you want. I'm sure they welcome sweatpants at El Torito Orange.
They're orange.
Right there, off the 22.
I'm no stranger.
City Drive.
Very close to where we usually go to the BJ's there or the Catch.
Very familiar.
Well, we're around. Or the Hooters in Anaheim where we had Lorenzo Lamas visit us.
Bring your skateboard. Ride the park at the Vans at the Orange there, at the block at Orange.
Great
and come
place.
See us at the outlets at Orange. El Torito.
You sent a tweet last week about my running out of gas. It said celebrating failure one segment at a time.
Yes.
And I've lost out again.
Celebrate it yet again.
All right. We got the quick hits for everybody. But know this. You can always podcast this show at am570lasports.com/PMS or the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. A great way to stay in touch with what we're doing on a daily friggin' basis. And keep listening because we're doing all kinds of crazy giveaways.
Oh, we're still giving away the 20 TVs in
tomorrow,
20 days.
Yeah, they did it today.
We gave it away yesterday. They gave it away, and by they, we mean Rogan Rodney and Rob Parker. He was there for a full hour, getting his wings. You blew it, Fred.
Exit stage right.
600 wings going to be gifted to Rob Parker for his bet at the start of the season, which led to him being labeled as a hater by Fred, suggesting the Lakers would not make the playoffs, 300 wings. And if they did make the playoffs, they would not advance to the second round, 300 wings. Clean sweep for Rob Parker. Wings for all of us. What we're saying, though, is 20 TVs in 20 days is ours tomorrow. So be listening between 3 and 6:30 p.m.
Time for the quick hits.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah.
All right, Matt, we've been talking about it all day here. Federal prosecutors up and running. Massive bribery scheme to get students admitted to elite universities. Nobody I'm associated with has recruited athletes to help them cheat on college entrance exams to gain admission. It all went down in Boston with the U.S. Attorney's Office. The scheme, which is dubbed Operation Varsity Blues, also known as I Don't Want Your Life.
It got the it got the benefit of having seriously high-profile Hollywood types. Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, the, well, you would say the names above the fold shining on the marquee for
and
this one.
I'm blown away by Jovan Vavich, one of the most successful coaches in the history of the University of Southern California, who's right in the center and the highest-ranking person involved in this whole thing. Is an associate AD or like the senior women's AD at USC, Donna Heinlein. So ugly situation. Stanford involved, UCLA.
UCLA
soccer.
Fired their soccer coach.
Yeah, he's
coach
done.
Salcedo, I believe is his name.
And
right?
I believe the Stanford sailing coach.
Gone.
Yeah.
And like, that sailing program was dominant.
Oh, yeah. He's like Robert Redford. He's out like Redford in the Indian Ocean all alone now, like facing his own death. Texas, Wake Forest.
They fired Mack Brown. Well, they did.
Yeah,
just
right.
Not for this.
Yeah. And Yale cut ties with George.
Wake got rid of Grobe.
With all the Bushes. Yale cut ties with the Bushes today.
No, Craig T. Nelson wore it at Yale. That's who they booted.
Skulls. Former Panther linebacker Thomas Davis is going to the Chargers. Talked about
Chargers!
That Buffalo is adding Cole Beasley, the little white guy. 4-year contract, $29 million deal. Then the great UCLA Bruin has decided not to sign with the New York Jets.
Had a handshake deal, man.
Wow.
Handshake deal with the Jets. And he broke their trust, and he decided to go back to Minnesota.
Our old friend Anthony Barr is going back to the Colts. He's going to New York, too, I guess. A 5-year, $66.7 million contract with $33 million guaranteed. Congratulations to the young man from Loyola, the Cubs on Venice. God bless him.
Roger Saffold left the Rams. He signs a 4-year deal with the Tennessee Titans.
Off script! Off script!
And we, of course, were joined by Eric Weddle earlier today, who signed that deal to replace LaMarcus Joyner, who did a deal with the Raiders earlier today. One final NFL note, the biggest one of all, Odell Beckham Jr. traded from the Giants to the Browns. He will join his former college teammate Jarvis Landry, catching passes from Baker Mayfield. Giants get a first, a third, and safety Jabril Peppers in return for arguably the most explosive player in the NFL. Damn, is Cleveland the place to be for football in 2019?
Lakers and Bulls are underway in Chicago. Clippers are on a roll. We were talking about them earlier. They're at home tonight versus Damian Lillard and the Blazers. Tip off at 7:30. They've won 5 in a row. The NBA fined Tunder guard Russell Westbrook 25 Gs for directing profanity and threatening language toward a fan last night in Utah.
Clearly, he was, well, I would imagine you could say vindicated, as that fan was banned from ever attending an NBA game ever again. They interviewed people that were in close proximity to the incident, said, in fact, yes, the insults hurled at him were racial in nature, but you cannot threaten a fan and his wife with physical violence and expect the NBA not to fine you.
The guy did not say what I thought he would say, which is, she's my girlfriend, all right?
It's not my wife,
which is usually what you say if somebody says somebody's your wife and you're not married. The Jazz released a statement earlier saying the fan involved is done forever, like you said, Matt. Vindication? Russell Westbrook getting into it with fans all the time.
Commonplace.
Perhaps maybe he is the voice of the player in this situation where they're always harassed, or
control your children.
Maybe he's
you're
just
sitting courtside. Number one, control your children.
Maybe he's just strung very tightly. Either way, that situation was resolved quickly by Adam Silver. Dodgers are off today, and Matt's buddy Tim Tebow was optioned to minor league camp by the New York Mets today. He'll start in Triple A Cuse, where he was 4-for-15 and had an RBI for the Mets in the Grapefruit League action leading up to the moment where he was optioned.
Big news for the West Coast Conference tonight. They get the top two seeds going at it. Gonzaga versus St. Mary's will be one of the automatic bids handed out for the NCAA tournament. You mentioned the Pac-12 tournament gets rolling with UCLA and Stanford. And our own Don McLean quoted as saying he believes the Pac-12 going to get 3 teams into the tournament, wow, as opposed to our projection of 1.
Or 0. Wow. Okay, Matt, your dead guy beating out Jack Kerouac, who's been celebrated here before. There's another celebrated figure of American culture around that time, I guess. Max Gordon, patron of the arts. Give me that good jazz, please, Ronnie. Max was raised in Portland, Oregon.
Wheels.
Just like Wheels. He'd be a great replacement.
He went to Reed College, home of the Griffin, where he was supposed to become a lawyer, but he defied his parents and said, F you, Dad. Moved to New York City and opened a venue called the Village Fair. 1932.
Okay.
But in 34, he moved it to Greenwich Village on 7th Avenue South, and it became the Village Vanguard. Are you familiar?
No.
Turn it up, Cates. Wow, Matt.
Enlighten me.
The poets, the artists, the performers at first, a little cabaret, folk music. Just like your normal Greenwich Village stuff. Took my thumb.
Now you're talking.
But in 1957, the Village Vanguard became mostly a jazz venue. Max Gordon and his wife Lorraine turned it into the greatest jazz club of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. And it cannot be disputed. Turn it up. This, of course, is John Coltrane live at the Village Vanguard. There are, I counted at least today on iTunes, 70.
Like live at.
The Village Vanguard. Huh. It was the, if you're going to do a jazz live album, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
I guess I'm just thinking back to the early, like the Savoy. The early,
well,
early jazz
1957.
Venues. Yeah.
I mean, 32 is when they opened it. I'll give you, Matt,
yeah, that's
if you're not, if you're not convinced.
Oh, I'm convinced. I'm
the
fine.
Sunday Jam Sessions, 50 Cents at the Door. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Dinah Washington, Roy Eldridge, Mingus, Stan Getz. Lorraine Gordon discovered Thelonious Monk. Barbara Streisand's first show.
Seems quite historic.
Everybody in jazz has played there. And many others. Like Streisand.
It's kind of like New York's Viper Room.
Leadbelly. Woody Guthrie.
Jesus.
Max died in 1989, and Lorraine ran the club until last year. And she died at the age of 95.
It's a good run.
Still one of the great, thriving venues on Earth.
Never been there.
Me neither. And I've always wanted to go. The greatest part is the 100 Live at the Village Vanguard albums, like this one, with This Is Spiritual by John Coltrane, Max Roach, Cannonball Adderley, Dexter Gordon. A lot of great stuff live there. The old Village Vanguard. My dad taught me about the Village Vanguard because we had the Live at the Village Vanguard records. But there you go, man.
You're a live guy, P. We are your cartoon voiceover show of record.
Oh, sure.
Happy 73rd to Frank Wendell Welker. This
slot receiver?
Not even close. This is one of the all-time greats.
Welker, get it going in the slot. Come out of Texas Tech.
His dad. No. Just the same
Son,
surname.
You are awesome in the slot.
Let's get that first of two sound bites to identify Welker.
Rocket fuel is the last resource we need to defeat the Autobots and control Cybertron.
He was Megatron in the Transformers cartoon. He was also Soundwave.
OS!
He was also Buzzsaw. Sadly, he was not responsible for the OS of the Australian Transformers. Sadly, I'd hoped, but it was not Welker.
That's pretty good. That's
he was
good,
a few Autobots as well.
That's some good 80s fare.
He was the star of the GoBots cartoon as well, so he did them both.
Short-lived.
He was born in Denver, went to high school, moved to California, went to Santa Monica College, majored in theatrical arts. First voiceover role was in a commercial for Friskies dog food. First on-camera film role, college kid from Rutgers who befriends Elvis Presley in The Trouble with Girls. He did the dance, some live action, some TV, some movies, but a lot of voiceovers. On camera, he was in The Don Knotts Show, regular role there, Partridge Family, but it was that Friskies dog food gig that would change his life forever.
Meow, meow,
someone,
meow, 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 meow.
Or I guess since it was Frisky's dog food. He did animal voices. And someone who was on the set told him there was a new cartoon starting, and they thought he ought to hit up Hanna-Barbera for one of the roles. And here is the story, according to Frank, of how he landed one of the starring roles alongside another dude that you will hear here describe how he landed another starring role.
I just got the idea for a trap that'll solve this mystery. Listen.
I would have to describe Fred as being the guy in the group who has a license. And so I sit down and meet Casey, and he's just fantastic. I said, well, what part are you reading for? And he says, oh, I'm reading for Shaggy, and I want to read for Freddy.
The character I wanted to do was Fred. And so they said, no, we'd like you to read the other character, Shaggy. What I came up with was, Scoobo, buddy, old friend, old pal, it's me, your friend Shaggy. Oh. Apparently they saw what they liked, and so they hired me.
Well, gang, I guess that wraps up another mystery.
Wow.
And that is how Frank became Fred and Casey, and they both met in the audition room there, and each wanted the other's role. He was Fred. He is still...
Oversized green t-shirt, orange ascot, not included.
No. He is still involved in Scooby-Doo today. He's now the voice of Scooby in all of the current cartoons. Yeah. He was all over Laugh Olympics. He was Dino Mutt. He's been Tom. He's been Jerry. He's been Droopy. He's been Spike. He was Dollar in Richie Rich.
Oh, Dollar!
He was Wonder Dog on the Super Friends.
Not Irona, though. He Wonder Dog's pretty good.
Jabberjaw.
Oh, the shark?
He was Brain.
He Pinky was in the Brain?
Dr. Claw and Inspector Gadget.
Gatsy, because I heard Dr. Claw when you, I'll get you yet, yes. Gadget. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was our guy. He voiced, see if you can pick up what cartoon, Copperhead, Flash.
Joe, G.I. Joe.
Short Fuse, Torch, all from G.I. Joe.
Copperhead, come on, brother.
He was Dr. Jeremiah Surd on Johnny Quest. Santa's Little Helper on The Simpsons and Snowball and Snowball 2. He was Abu in Aladdin, did all the voices of Abu. And
the monkey?
Yeah, the monkey. Azrael.
Oh, in the Gargamel's
Smurfs.
Cat.
He was Curious George in the Curious George movie. In the Transformer films.
The Transformers.
He is still working. He was Soundwave for a while. He was Ravage. He was Grindor. He was Devastator. He was Reedman. He was Barricade. But finally, come 2017, in Transformers, The Last Knight, he took over for Hugo Weaving as the voice of Megatron.
Oh.
As he so deservedly should be.
Well, come on. Nobody has a more evil robot voice than Megatron. Give it to me one more time, please. Please.
Rocket fuel is the last resource we need to defeat the Autobots and control Cybertron.
Stop telling Frank, everybody your plan.
Frank Wendell Welker.
Well done.
Stud.
No, but Noah. He's stud. But Noah. No slot receiving. I mean, on a day where Beasley signs.
It's his brother. Wes is his brother. Now coach.
You know, I always wanted to get into voiceover work, and my brother was a slot receiver.
Slot receiver.
We'll be right back.
He's 40 years my younger.
With nothing. Coming up next, the Clippers, the surging team in Los Angeles with the cool LA gear, Streetwalkers uniforms. Coming up next.